Recording has started. We're recording for open meeting now.
Okay. I'm Vanessa Hines. Yes, I'm one of the owners of the property.
And I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Hi.
I'm Angela McDonald.
Hi.
Bob Rickery.
Sherry Girls.
Andrew Finch, assistant assessor.
So this is the board listed. Sherry's just Angela and Charlotte are the board. You've got 15 minutes to let them know what you think the value should be and why. They'll have some questions for you towards the end, or sometimes just let it go. And then they'll deliberate after the 15 minutes and come up with a decision on what the recommendation should be for the assessment change. If there is three things can happen, they can go up and stay the same or go down. The town will send you the results of grievous notice 14 days at the close of the hearings, which are going to be for a couple of weeks. But that notice will have any change that is made, and I'll also explain to you how to go about appealing to the next level, which is the Board of Civil Authorities if you wish to do that.
Okay. So the work of the assessor is finished, basically?
Yes.
Okay. They won't be doing any additional information gathering?
Well, we can.
We can, okay. Based on this hearing.
If the board says they want to go and measure something, or
okay.
Something like that, we will do that.
Okay.
The ability for me to make changes on my own is gone.
Okay. And so we should hear something back in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Well, our appeals end July 8th.
Okay.
And within 14 days from then. So could be a few weeks. But
yeah, we try to get them turned around quickly, but by statute, it's 14 days at the end of the appeals.
So my time starts now?
Yeah.
We don't actually have a time.
Okay. Well, it looks like you have the information that we sent over based on our assessment of the new value. And so you can see you have the comparables with the other four units in the development. They were all built about the same time. They all have approximately the same floor plan, and three are detached, and there are two condos. And this our unit is the first one of the two condos. So we feel that the assessment is high based on the sale prices of those other units and the assessed value of those units. And relative to this entire development, our unit is an attached unit, and it was one of the original. It has all the kind of builder level finishes, and so we feel like relative to all of them, it should be the least value assessed. So that's kind of my overview, but I actually have kind of four points I'll make, and then I'll be done. So first of all, if you look at the median sale prices in Colchester from the sale date of our house, which was October 2023, to now, and the increase in median sale price, I calculated it when my initially sent this out at 9%, but I actually feel like I looked at it again today, and I was coming up with 4%. The increase in assessed value on our property was over 10%. So I feel like, first of all, if your assessment is based solely on the change in market values of the property, ours has been over-assessed. So that's my first point. I feel like our assessed value should only have gone up about 4% if it was in keeping with other median sale price changes over that period of time. Secondly, our assessment, I did a little bit more research this morning and looked at similar condos, because this is a model of condo that has been built in other developments in Colchester. There's one right over here in Blakely Woods, a whole bunch of exact same units, and those are actually newer. And if you look at the assessed value of those units, I just pulled six of them today, and they range from $529,100 to the highest assessed value. I didn't pull all of them, so there may be other data there, but $529,100 all the way up to $592,400. And those were all sold between February 2024 and April this year. The one sold in April this year sold for $575,752, and it was assessed at $534,400. Pretty much the exact same unit. And that was 47 Spear Lane. So you may be able to pull others and kind of get the whole range of that neighborhood, but it's pretty much the exact same units that were built over on Ellie's Way. So I feel like based on these are newer properties, newer sale prices for the same units, and our property was assessed much higher. My third point is that within our five-unit condo HOA, there's only two condo units, there is an inequity between the detached single home units and the two duplexes. So if you look at the information that I provided, our unit had the lowest sale price and an assessed value of $605,500. The first single detached home that was built was at the other end of the unit, kind of has a wooded area backing up to it. It was sold right after ours for $633,521. Had the initial same assessed value, which I don't understand because it's a detached unit, and but the assessed value is only $589,200. So that makes no sense to me why a single family home would be a low, which had the same assessed value, would now have a lower assessed value than what our unit has. And then my final point really is that just the inconsistency within the assessments within those five properties, that just doesn't make any sense. They're all the same essential floor plan, same square footage. I don't really know if any of them have finished basements, but the other condo has people living in the basement, and my mom, who actually lives in the condo, understood that they had finished the basement, even though it says they didn't. So there's a potential difference in upgrading amongst the two condo units. But if you just look at the value of the sale prices of the five units, it just doesn't make sense how ours is the second highest assessed value. So I feel like we would like to see the value decreased in the assessment, and I think it should, a fair value would be about 4% over the sale price of $550,000. So I think that number, what I feel is a fair assessment, is $572,110 would be 4% increase over our sale price, which is the increase in median sale prices in Colchester over that period. There's a lot of comparables for these condos now.
Yeah,
there are. A lot of fresh sale prices, yeah. That's why I asked if the assessor would do any review, because it's pretty easy to pull a lot of information and comparables for these.
Mm-hmm. We can make changes now. We just can't make changes. It's through the board.
Okay.
Is basically, there's still this time for actual changes or remeasuring if necessary.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I don't have anything else to present.
Okay.
That's kind of the end of
what I have. It's very organized.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
The reasoning why we request a change.
So, you said the single family at 76 Ellie's Way?
Yes, there's three single families. 76 Ellie's Way is the furthest one in the development.
Yep.
And then 64 and 52 are the other single family homes.
And they're at 605 and 608.
And the two condos, 36 and or 44 at 605,500 and 605,200 for the other condo, which I believe has a finished basement. I don't think the assessor looked at inside any of the units.
It's really hard to get in, and they don't
and they
permit.
Don't, yes, and they don't permit, and they don't report. I totally understand that. Yeah. You can only make it based on the information you have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
We'll deliberate and let you know.
Okay.
Thanks. Did anybody figure out what the difference in taxes would be for her?
It would go up to 1800.
1800. Okay. We're trying to estimate what your tax will be with the present assessment.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Good you came in.